Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to get your Bible and to turn to the book of John. And we're going to begin in a few moments reading from John chapter 15. And what we're doing is in the midst of a reading beginning in John chapter 13 through 17, because we want to read about the events leading up to the account of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we'll be getting to that. But I think it's worthwhile to remind us of what took place before, and our Sunday school teacher has asked us to read these in preparation for that. And so that's what we are doing in this radio Bible school. While you're getting your Bible and turning to John chapter 15, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located about halfway between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we gather together on Sunday mornings for Bible study at 9 a.m. and then worship at 10 a.m. We'll gather again Sunday evening for another hour of worship at 6 p.m. and then on Wednesday evening for another hour of Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. If you ever come to Rock Cliff, you'll find we're very Bible-focused and we're very text-focused. If you want to be entertained by a singing group or a charismatic preacher, well, you might want to go somewhere else. But if you want to learn what God says in His Word and study the Bible, you will be thrilled to come and visit with us, because that's where we put our emphasis. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, be opening to John chapter 15, and I'm going to begin reading now John chapter 15 and verse 1. This is where Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean, because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And they gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so shall ye be my disciples. Even as the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be with you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends, if ye do the things which I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things I have heard from my Father I have made known unto you. Ye did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you that ye should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye may love one another. If the world hateth you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other did, they had not had sin, but now they both have seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word may be fulfilled which is written in their law: they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. And ye also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. John chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be caused to stumble. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whoever killeth you shall think that he offereth service unto God. And these things will they do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I spoken unto you, that when their hour is come, ye may remember them, how that I told you. And these things I said not unto you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go unto him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Because I have spoken these things unto you. Sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. And he, when he is come, will convict the world in respect of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye behold me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world hath been judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall declare unto you the things that are come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you. A little while, and ye behold me no more. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. Some of his disciples therefore said one to another, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, What is this that he saith? A little while. We know not what he saith. Jesus perceived that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, Do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said a little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. And when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. And ye therefore now have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one taketh away from you. And in that day ye shall ask no question. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye shall ask anything of the Father, he will give it you in my name. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be made full. John chapter 16 and verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in dark sayings. The hour cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in dark sayings, but shall tell you plainly of the Father. In that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from the Father, and I came out from the Father, and in coming to the world again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples say, Lo, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no dark saying. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and need not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 17. These things spake Jesus, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee, even as thou gavest him authority over all flesh, and to all whom thou hast given him, that he should give eternal life. And this is the life, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him in whom thou didst send, even Jesus Christ. I have glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, Father, glorify thy me with thine own self, with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. I manifested thy name unto the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they know that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are from thee. For the words which thou givest me I have given unto them, and they received them, and knew of a truth that I came from thee, and they believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all things that are mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no more in the world, and these that are in the world, and I come unto thee. The Holy Father, keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name, which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy, have my joy made full in themselves. But I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they were not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them from the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, even so I send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they may themselves also be sanctified in truth. Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And the glory which thou hast given me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected in the one, that the world may know that thou didst send me and lovest them as thou lovest me.